and be broken in pieces. Assemble yourself from the east, north, south, and west and be broken in pieces. Take your counsels in the regions of the sea and it shall come to naught. Speak your word and it shall not stand, for God is with us. The shout of the king is in the house. Blessed assurance. Yes, 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 yes. Well, Jesus is mine. Somebody sing it now. Oh, what a voice of glory. Yeah, herald salvation. Yeah, purchase of God. Somebody sing it now.
All of his healing, washed in his blood.
Do you have a story? Well, this is my
story.
Oppressed, grieved, unhappy. You feel like you've lost it and nothing is working out. It's an indication that you are birthing a new story. You ever see a woman pregnant? It's not pleasant at all. I'm told some of them, when they are pregnant, they even desire to eat sand. I'm here. Some very shaggy desires when they are pregnant. But in the mix of all that is going on with them, something beautiful, life, is being hatched in them. And they eat all kinds of things, desire all kinds of things, act all kinds of way, walk all kinds of way for 40 weeks. And after 40 weeks, after they've been to the labor ward and pushed, they now embrace life. I see you embracing a blessing. I see you embracing a miracle. I see you celebrating one of these days. I declare between this month of June, the sixth month of the year, to 31st December, you will be among the many that will celebrate a blessing, a breakthrough, a miracle in the land of the living. If you believe it, shout yes. The next major celebration in town will be in your house. God will give you an occasion to celebrate for good and not for evil. If you believe it, say, I receive it. Sit down. Anytime I felt depressed. And it's something I go through every now and then. Sometimes I'll just be there and nothing is wrong with me. And I just feel down. I feel that something is weighing on me. Something is pulling me down. And it's like I'm losing it. And I try to shake it. And it's like something heavy, like a dark cloud, is trying to overshadow me and override my will. And I can't shake it off. And I will speak in tongues, and it won't lift. And the Lord will say to me, son, it is where you are, the zone where you are in the spirit. It's like you're going through turbulence. Is the zone and is the place where you are in the spirit. And it's about what you are just about to birth and what you are just about to step into. That is what is weighing on you. It is the weight of the pregnancy. It's not one baby. It's not two babies. It's not three babies. It's four babies that is about to come forth. So the weight is heavy. And when I hear that, I begin to bear it. I begin to endure it. Because I know that if I don't give up and I hold on, one of these days, I'm going to give birth. I'm going to download something potent, something big, something powerful is about to come out of me. You are carrying something bigger than you have ever carried before. The weight is heavy, and that's why you are feeling the pressure. You are feeling the stress. You are feeling the weight of what you are carrying. You are carrying heavy duty cargo. The thing you are carrying is heavy. Put your hand on your stomach and say, I will not miscarry. Pray, pray. Put your hands on your stomach. Just pray for 1 minute. Pray for 1 minute that you won't miscarry. Because you see, you miscarry when you are discouraged. You miscarry when you are discouraged, when you are frustrated, when you are frustrated, discouraged, and you quit, you give up, you give up, you give in to pressure. Put your hand, you are carrying something. You are a carrier, you are a vehicle, you are carrying something divine. Look at me, hear me. There is nobody who carried greatness and had it easy. Nobody. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was almost stoned to death. Mary, the mother of Jesus, she was almost stoned to death because of the circumstances under which she was pregnant. It was against the law that she was engaged, not married by the law, and she was found pregnant. By the law, she had to be stoned to death. So there was an assassination attempt on the life of the mother and the baby. Can you imagine what would happen if she didn't escape it? You will escape every assassination. You will escape every untimely death. You will escape the expectation of your enemies. You will escape any claim and will and desire. You will escape. Go to two people and say, you will escape. Two people, tell them you will escape. Two people, go to them. Tell them you will escape. I see you escaping. You will escape. Hear me? Sit down. Sit down for 2 minutes. Moses. Moses. There was an attempt on the life of Moses for him to be assassinated before he was born. Moses. There was a plan in place. It was a law. A supreme law. The king made a decree. Eliminate all the Hebrew boys, the male seed. Go after them. Kill them. Moses would have never come into this world to realize that he was ever born. Do you know how many people are killed before they are born? How many babies and children are killed before they are born? They are terminated. And that's why in my mother's womb, they committed, there was D&C. D&C took place. And 4 months, many months after the D&C, my mother's stomach kept growing. And they found out that apparently we were twins. And my twin was taken. And I survived. Can you imagine me not being in town? Just imagine, for the past 40 years, you won't live down. I said you will not be assassinated. Whatever want to take you out before your time, we block it in the name of Jesus. Say, I interrupt any plan, an agenda in the womb of time concerning me and my house between now and 31st December. Let the enemy's pregnancy and conception in the name of Jesus miscarry. Miscarry. Put your hands together, command it, let it miscarry. Sit down for 2 minutes. Sit down for 2 minutes. Tell somebody, what you carry determines your warfare. Please believe me. When you see people in life, everything is easy for them. They are not going anywhere. Hear me. The devil, he doesn't spend time fighting what he has already conquered. When you see the enemy fighting you, throwing things at you, always coming at you, it's because he hasn't conquered you. Listen, if you're a man and you are chasing a woman, and she takes you through the wilderness, and finally she's conquered. You don't go around the wilderness anymore. It's yours. You only chase what you haven't conquered. So when you see the devil tempting you, trying everything to get at you, is an indication that he doesn't have a hold on you. He wants to establish a hold. Number two, when you see old habits, old things, things that used to have a hold on you, old boyfriend, suddenly they are showing up. Old girlfriends, you haven't seen them after you cross the Red Sea. You suddenly they show up. It's an indication that the devil doesn't have anything on you. So he wants to reintroduce the old in order to have a hold. Are you hearing me, somebody? When you feel pressure to go and do the thing, whatever the thing is, you know it. And to go back to whatever, you know it. It's an indication that he has lost hold on you. And he's trying to lure you, entice you, seduce you, bring you into the trap. So when you feel it, you know what I'm saying? Come on, somebody. And the thoughts begin to come, and all the objects and the pictures are coming on your mind. It's an indication that he doesn't have power anymore. He wants to establish the power. As soon as you go back, he has the power again. How do you deny him? You block the thoughts. You block the picture. You block the images. You know, when I got born again, those early stages when I got born again, when I go to church and they are worshiping, and I close my eyes, I begin to see all these girls. Then I begin to see Pussycat. I begin to see Condola. I begin to see Keteke. I see Watto, Apollo Theater, Stereo Sport. I begin to see Lido, Tiptoe. I begin to see all those. The devil begin to hit my mind. Then I open my eyes. I close it, then I see it again. You know what it means? He's knocking at the door. Come back. We miss you. We need you. See, I override it. Some of you only see some things at the time of worship when you are in the presence of God. That is where all those things come. They are indicators that you are a spiritual Navy SEAL, and you are a spiritual Terminator, and spiritually you are very dangerous, and the enemy doesn't play with you at all. So watch it. We call it concentration. They will leave others and concentrate on you because they know that as for you, you are bad. That if they leave you, and don't, you know, there's a scripture where the king of Syria said to all his mighty men and his captains, and this is what he said. He said, focus on nobody, attack nobody, don't fight anybody, leave all the armies and everybody on the battlefield, leave them alone. Focus only on the King of Israel. Only. Look at it for me. You are, the enemy is focusing on you only, in your family, in your town, because you are dangerous. Turn to somebody and say, if you know how dangerous you are, you will stop feeling bad about yourself. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know who I was. I saw myself as a failure. I was programmed to believe that it's a failure. Before I discovered who I was, to develop confidence, I was programmed to believe that I had failed and I was a failure. When I went to Bible school, I was struggling with reading, struggling with so many things, subjects, especially end time, you know, the science of the end time, eschatology. I struggled with it. And one time I was praying in my dormitory and I said, God, I think you made a mistake. I think you mistake for calling me and bringing me to this Bible school. It looks like you want to embarrass me. And I said to him, God, this guy you've called is a failure. Nobody believes in me. My father doesn't believe in me at all. He thinks I'm a disgrace and a disappointment. As for my mother, she's written me off. My siblings, they don't like me. They see me as a reproach and they see me as a disgrace to the family. Because I was bad. Everywhere I go, trouble. I go to school, I'll fight. Everywhere I go, there was trouble for me. It was like trouble was following me. I don't have to invite trouble, it will come. Even when I ran from trouble, it will embrace me somewhere else. All that time, I didn't know what was wrong with me. I went, before I got born again, I went to a juju man at a place. When I got there, the guy started shaking. He went inside, he came, and he was holding his thing, and he shook, and said, hey, what do you want here? And I said, I'm from Accra, I need help. He looked at me, shaking thing. He came back, he said, you, I can't help you. I said, you can't help me? He said, yes, I can't help you. He said, you, the only one that can help you is the man up there. Go. And I said, hey, this man that they say is powerful, power, he can't help me. Then there's no hope for me. And the man up there, I had no connection with the man up there. I didn't know, he said, I didn't know how to reach God. When my hand happened, my mother took me to somebody at Zongo. This guy was one of the powerful Malams. He's no joke. He's speaking tongues and everything. Yeah, strange tongue, very powerful. And in the spirit, different tribes will come to me and he will fight them. And you say, why do you want him? And the tribes will say, they've sold him to us. Then he will conquer this tribe. Then they will go. I was between here and another world. I was here and there, so I knew what was happening. I could hear what was happening on the earth, and I could hear what was happening in another world. And different tribes came, and I could hear the languages. And they'll fight with him, and he won't give in. And he'll say, no, you can't have him. He's under my care, so you can't have him. You have to conquer me to take him. Then he will speak in tongues. He will do some things. Then they'll go. Then another tribe will come. Different tribes. May the blood of Jesus buy you back. May the blood of Jesus redeem you. Hear me. I understand the rules of engagement. Because my own is not just reading the Bible. I've seen some things. And sometimes they will come, very powerful tribes. And you fight with them. And he will say something like this. Yarunga namijini bamberishi sha Allah. Are you hearing me? And if he's going to bath, he will ask his son to come and stand by my bed. And the son will stand by my bed till the father come and take over. It was no joke. It was warfare. I understand warfare very well. And we Christians, we are a joke. We play too much. We play too much in the name of faith confession and grace. We play and fool around. And when I'm going to the hospital, Akolibu, when I'm going, my eyes will be open. I will see human beings walking with horns on their head. And I'll be saying, look, there's horn. Look at the horn on his head. And I'll see human beings walking and their head is down and their leg is up. Human beings. And I will run and the whole Akolibu will be chasing me. Yeah, the security. they will arrest me, inject me, put me in chain, and I'll break the chains. Apparently, somebody saw today, and I didn't see it. My mother didn't see it. My father didn't see it. None of them knew how to pray to protect me. So when he saw my today, he said, "It's not possible. We got to stop this boy. You will not be stopped." I said, "You will not be stopped. Your children will not be stopped. Your children's children will not be stopped. Your destiny will not be stopped." Go to Mark. Go to Mark. Sit down for 2 minutes. Let's pray and take communion and we'll go home. Go to Mark chapter 4 before we hit that scripture. Mark chapter 4. Look at verse 35, where the storm arose when he was crossing to the other side. Mark 4, look at something.
Mark 4, from verse 36. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full.
Any storm they have programmed and summons for you, for this nation, for this house, for the president, between now and 31st December, for your house and your family, to create problems and to stop you from reaching your destiny, let the storm be interrupted. Let the storm be arrested. Put your hands together and say, "Arrest every storm. Arrest the storm." Now, stop. Sit down for 1 minute. Let me show you why the storm came. Look at the reason for the storm. Go ahead. Look at the reason for the storm. Go ahead.
And he said, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on the pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea,
"Any strange wind, any wind of destruction, any evil wind they've summoned from the regions of the sea or the wilderness or the underworld, wherever the wind is coming from that has targeted you and your family, your business, your health, the works of your hand, your investment, let that wind change course. Let that wind change course." Say, "Change course, change course, change course, change course in the name of Jesus." Go ahead.
And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace be still."
I declare, let peace be still.
Amen.
Let peace be still between your walls. Peace be still within your walls.
Amen.
Peace be still in this house. Peace be still within the borders of Ghana. Peace be still.
And the wind ceased and there was a great calm.
Let there be a great calm. Let there be a great calm. Let the troubles in your life cease. Let the turmoil cease. Let the turbulence cease. Let the unrest cease. Let the fear cease. Let the wind of disappointment cease. Cease. Go ahead.
And he said unto them, "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly.
We arrest the spirit of fear. We arrest the force of fear. We release faith. We release your faith. We release your faith. We shield your faith against any attack.
And they said one to the other, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
You know something? By the end of this year, people will look at you and marvel. They will look at you and they will marvel at the wonders of God, at the doings of God. You know, when I came back from the hospital, people who saw me couldn't believe it. Because it was all over town that I was gone off. Yeah, it was all over town that I was gone off, that Nikki is finished. So nobody was expecting me. When I came back, people used to look at me some way. "Hi." Because they didn't want to come too close. They weren't sure that something would spark me and I would devour them. Hi. By the end of this year, you will be a wonder. People who thought you won't make it and you are finished, they will see you. They will see you. And you will be a sign. You will be a wonder. you will be a miracle. Nothing will change your story. Go ahead, Bishop, quickly.
And they came over onto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes.
Uh-huh.
And when he was come out of the ship,
uh-huh,
immediately there met him out of the tombs, uh-huh, a man with an unclean spirit.
You see what created the storm? This was the reason why there was a storm. There was a man at the other side, controlled by 6,000 demons. His destiny had been hijacked by spiritual hijackers, assassins, and armed robbers in the spirit. And they could feel Jesus coming to deliver this man. So they decided to deploy the wind, trouble the sea, drown the boat, and stop Jesus from coming to deliver the man. So the man will never be delivered. It doesn't matter the forces that have hijacked your destiny. They will not stop your deliverance. Your deliverance will be on time. Your deliverance will not be hindered. Your deliverance will not be interfered with. You shall be delivered. I declare your deliverance to be perfected in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hear me. By divine authority from the throne room of the Father, I declare you and your children and your house, this nation, acquitted and discharged unconditionally from the hands of legions. Whatever has captured your mind, I command it to lose your mind. Whatever has captured your thoughts, your will, your emotion, I command it to lose you. Be loose in the name of Jesus. Turn to somebody and say, I lose you. Turn to two people and say, be loose in the name of Jesus. Tell them, I command your mind to be loose. Your thoughts, your will, your emotion, your soul, your body, your spirit. Be loose. Be loose. Say, loose, 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 loose. In the name of Jesus, loose. Go ahead, look at it. Sit down, 2 minutes.
Who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him? No, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains.
Uncontrollable.
Mm-hmm.
Uncontrollable situations. An uncertainty. Nobody could handle him. He was uncontrollable, controlled by demons, driven by unclean spirit. They had taken him captive. He was overridden by these forces. 6,000 demons. Hear me. Satan doesn't play fair. How can a man, Bishop, stand a chance? One human being contending with 6,000 demons, legions. He doesn't stand a chance. But after tonight, by the power of Jesus' name, you will rise up to the occasion. You override them all. The strength of Elohim is coming upon you. As you take communion tonight, you will possess divine capabilities to override legions and break forth and break out. Tell somebody, I command you in the name of Jesus, break out, break through, break forth in the name of Jesus. Go ahead. Go ahead. Look at it.
He was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself
with stones.
He was
always in places all alone, isolated from human being. Nobody would relate to him. He couldn't relate to human being. He could not relate to his family. He couldn't deal with his wife if he had a wife. He couldn't relate to his kids if he had kids. He was all alone with demons enjoying him, oppressing him. Go ahead.
But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said,
you know something? It doesn't matter how much power they have over you. They can't override your will. That is one thing. They can't. Believe me. They can't override your will. You can't stop them from attacking you. You can't stop them from fighting you. But you can stop them from winning. Amen. Tell somebody your help is on the way. Your help is on the way. Tell somebody your help is closer than when you believed. Your help is at hand. Go ahead.
And he cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus?
These are the spirits. These are the legions crying.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Thou son of the most high God, I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit.
Uh-huh.
And he asked him, what is thy name? Uh-huh. And he answered, saying, my name is Legion. For we are many.
We are many against one man. Some people don't stand a chance in this life. Some don't stand a chance. I didn't stand a chance. I didn't. When I recall the things I went through, I did not stand a chance. Only by the mercies of God. Because the forces that was fighting me before I was born, even before I came from the womb, they started attacking me in the womb. I didn't stand a chance, but by mercy. By mercy. I remember I was involved in an accident at Bolgatanga, opposite Edujenfi quarters and opposite the high court. In a trotro, the trotro went into the valley. Bodies were scattered. I remember the only thing I said was, Jesus! And a hand picked me from my shoulders and set me on my feet on the street. Folks, I didn't stand a chance. They target me. Anyone that has targeted you and the forces that have been assigned to attack and to target and to buffet you, let them be denied of their powers. Let them be stripped of their trusted weapon. Let them be disadvantaged. And let their network be disengaged and demobilized. Let them be grounded. Any beast, any dragon, any principality, any lion, any black cat, any snake that has been assigned to take your life, let them be grounded in the name of Jesus. We strike them by the sword of the Lord. We command the deliverance of your children and your house. Say yes. Finish, Bishop, quickly.
And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Uh-huh. Now there was there nigh unto the mountain a great herd of swine feeding.
Look at something else.
And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000. Uh-huh. And were choked in the sea.
2,000 pigs were possessed by 6,000 demons. And they were choking. And one human being could accommodate 6,000 demons and didn't choke. Whatever has been embedded in you, any demon that has entered you through food and through sex, through any association and substance, by the power of Jesus' name, we command it to come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Out, 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 out. Say out, 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 out. Come out. In the name of Jesus, say ah.
And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done.
Stop there. Go to verse 20. Look at verse 20. Look at verse 20.
And he departed and began to publish it in Decapolis, how great things Jesus had done
for
him.
The word publish means to preach or to proclaim. Go ahead.
The 10 cities.
And Decapolis means 10 cities.
He publishes in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel.
Look at me. By the time God is through with you, you become a wonder. You become a mystery. You become an icon. People will marvel when they see you. Watch me. So what happened? The demons in the 10 cities, they saw this man as a light, a bright light coming to dislodge them. And they said, you know something? This young man is carrying a great light that will come and dislodge us. So let's go quickly and attack him and make sure he never discovers who he is, so he will never come and trouble us. And Jesus came to set the man free. Now this guy was the seed of Jacob. He was the seed of Jacob. Go to Genesis 49 and the 19th verse. Genesis 49 and the 19th verse. Look at something there.
God, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last.
Do you know that word troop? That word troop, if you translate it from the Hebrew to Greek and to English, it means legion. That word troop means legion. Now, go to verse 1 or verse 5 of Mark chapter 4, verse 1 or verse 5 of Mark chapter 4. Look at something there. Verse 5. Chapter 5, verse 1, quickly. Chapter 5, verse 1 of Mark.
And they came over into onto the other side of the sea and into the country of the Gadarenes.
Into the what?
The country of the Gadarenes.
Country of what?
The Gadarenes.
Go to Genesis 49, 19 again. Look at something. Genesis 49, 19. Who will be overpowered?
God.
By legions. Look at it again.
God.
What?
God.
Go to chapter 5, verse 1 of Mark. Chapter 5.
Came to the city of the country of the Gadarenes.
The country of what?
The Gadarenes.
If you study the Old Testament, David had guys called the mighty men. One of the tribes of the tribe of Israel. Gad was one of the sons of Jacob. Now, one of the tribes of Israel were known as the Gadarenes. Or in the times of Jacob, they called them the Gadites. And the Bible said their faces were like the faces of lions. And the Bible said they could handle weapons with their left and right hand. And these were men that could go across the Jordan. When the Jordan was troubled, nobody could handle it. They could cross the Jordan. They were dangerous people. That was the family of Gad. And when the land was being divided, studied it in Bible school many years ago, when the land was divided to the 12 tribes of Israel by Joshua, Gad inherited this particular area of the Jordan, of the promised land. So he and his family lived there. And Jacob, by the word of wisdom, saw in the DNA that one of his seed shall be taken, captured by a troop known as Legion, 6,000 demons. But he said, at last, he will overcome. So Jesus was preaching at the other side to thousands, and the Lord said, stop it. Cross over to the other side to deliver a seed of Jacob. Your seed shall not perish. Your seed shall be delivered. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Let the seed of the righteous be delivered. Put your hands together. Command the deliverance of your seed. Command. Command the deliverance of your children, your seed, your grandchildren. Command their deliverance. It doesn't matter how long it takes. They shall be delivered. They shall be delivered. They shall be delivered. Amen. Second Chronicles. Sit down. We are approaching. Pastors, Bishop, get ready for communion. Temple minister, get ready. Second Chronicles 18 and 30. 18 and 30. Your seed shall be delivered.
Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying,
listen on.
Fight ye not with small or great.
Yeah,
save only with the king of Israel.
He said, don't fight anybody small or great. Don't attack anybody. Only the king of Israel. Go for him. Turn to somebody and say, do you know you are a king? Tell somebody, do you know you are carrying a crown of a king? Yeah. Tell somebody, do you know you are a target? But tonight, after communion, you have escaped forever. You have escaped forever. They won't reach you anymore after tonight. If you believe it, say yes. Jeremiah 30, 17. Jeremiah 30, 17.
For I will restore health unto thee.
God promised to restore health. There's so many breast cancers, diabetes, and prostate cancers going on in this country. It's unbelievable and it's amazing. I'm told that Ghana is now the number one country when it comes to breast cancers. Yeah, I'm studying some things. When I'm ready, I'll teach on it. And there's a reason for that. It's coming from the food we eat and the vegetables and things they bring to the villages, and the center place they set it, and then everybody goes and buy from there. And there's a reason for that. I'm doing some research. They're sending me some document. It's a very, very serious thing that is going on. And people are dying. Cancer is entering the blood of people. And it has to do. I went to do a test 2 years ago at a 5-star medical center. And when they check into my DNA, they saw that there was plastic in my body. Plastic. And apparently it's coming from the plastic bottles we drink water from. So I have to stop drinking water from those plastic containers and bring a machine to work on my water at home, even the water I bath with and everything, change everything. They are killing us. And my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Until you get knowledge, let the communion flash it out. Amen. Let the life in the blood of Jesus flash out. Any demonic residue and deposit and infection in your body, let the blood and the life in the blood of Jesus flash it out. Say, out! Go ahead.
And I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord.
Go ahead.
For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord.
Any wound in your body, as you take communion, let it be healed in the name of Jesus. Let your wounds be healed. Mental wounds, psychological wounds, emotional wounds, physical wounds, spiritual wounds. I command it to be healed. As we take communion, be healed of every wound. Anything that has damaged you, recover. As we take communion, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6. 33, verse 6.
Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth.
God will cure and will heal. Any condition, some of you, your condition, you don't even know it. I command deliverance from demonic diagnosis. You will not be diagnosed by the wrong diagnosis. And I rebuke any demonic prescriptions. They will not prescribe any wrong medicine for you. 2 years ago, one of my spiritual daughters had a problem, went to the hospital, and they prescribed a wrong prescription for her that caused complication, and she almost died because of the prescription they gave her. And we prayed, and nothing was moving. The Lord said, it is the medicine they've given her. So we have to bring in a doctor friend of ours to check the medicine they give her. It was a fight at the hospital. This other doctor wouldn't allow it. And we said, we insist. And when they check it, it was the medicine they gave. The doctor admitted that it was the wrong medicine. They will not prescribe wrong medicine for you. You didn't hear me. They won't prescribe any wrong medicine. We bind any wrong prescriptions that will be prescribed for your wife and your children, your husband, your loved ones. We rebuke wrong prescription. And it's very, very easy when the enemy is looking for you. I was going to use eye drop the other day, and I went for something else that looked like an eye drop. And it burns like fire. And as soon as I picked it, I felt a check in my spirit. Look at it. I was going to apply. And the thing said, the Holy Ghost said, check it. And when I look at it, I say, somebody said, Yehovah. Who applied it? You yourself applied it. May you not be programmed to self-sabotage yourself. I'm telling you, the enemy can deploy you yourself to hurt yourself. But let that programming fail. Any spell they've cast on you to self-destruct, let it be arrested in the name of Jesus. To self-sabotage, let it be arrested in the name of Jesus. Amen. Ezekiel 16 and 6. And temple ministers, get ready for the communion now. Why?
And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood.
Any pollution in your blood, as you take communion, let it be flushed out. Amen. As you take the blood of Jesus, let it be flushed out. Pollution in the blood, contamination, demonic residues, any virus. Go ahead.
I said unto thee when thou wast in thy blood, live.
In thy blood.
Yea. I said unto thee when thou wast in thy blood, live.
We speak as we take communion and his blood, the cup of blessing which we bless. Corinthians, look at me. As you take communion, we speak life to your blood. Anything that is going old in your blood, Let it change in the name of Jesus. Any death, the Bible said the life is in the blood, so death is also in the blood. Any death, any residue of death in your blood, as you take communion, let it be interrupted. As you take communion and drink the blood of Jesus, let it be arrested. And now, I decree the reversal of aging. I command your youth to be renewed. I command your cells to be renewed. I command all your organs to be renewed. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Lay hands on your stomach. Let every organ in your body be renewed right now. Open your hand. Open your mouth. Command in the name of Jesus. Let all your organs be renewed. Let your organs be renewed. In the name of Jesus, let your organs be renewed.